Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. Hope you all doing well. Yankees drop game two, which was very frustrating in many ways. We're actually going to start off with the positive in just a moment, and then we'll go from there with a lot of the things that did indeed bug me. The obvious being, I think first and foremost, Will Warren flat out imploded last night, which is why the Yankees lost. But we'll also get into the 17 strikeouts, and four of which are actually quite concerning. Anyways, click like and stream. We're live Monday through Friday. Apologies for the late start today. We'll be live back at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Tonight was a 9 o'clock start. But yeah, click like in the stream if you don't mind. Let's get into it. Again, I do want to start off with the positive here, which is that Ben Rice is starting to hit again, which is very nice. Three-run shot last night, which at the time gave the Yankees the lead. This is very notable. He's hitting .320 over his last seven games with four homers. The at-bats look way better. Even his outs seemingly are hard hits. This is obviously very significant and should not be ignored. This could be a massive difference going into tonight's game, just in the rest of the first half, which has now six games left. Ben Rice being a factor again will go a long way. So that is very huge. Again, .320 he's hitting over his last seven games with four homers. That is one positive from last night. Yanks also did record 11 hits. We'll talk about the 17 strikeouts, which for 2 days in a row they did so, which set a franchise record, 34 Ks in a two-game span, more than they've ever had in any two-game span previous. But the Yankees did have 11 hits last night, and I do believe that the at-bats are starting to look a little bit better. Now, that's not me shilling out. In the end, we lost last night, so trust me, nothing positive truly in the ultimate outcome is to be taken away from last night. We got two games left in this series, which we'll talk more about that in just a moment, but the minimum goal mindset was to come in here and split and kick the can down the road, remain four games back at Tampa Bay. Is it ideal? No, but in the end, as long as it can take at least one more of these next two games, this series is not the disaster that it very well could have been. It still could be. I mean, all right, we already avoided a sweep. Three out of four wouldn't be ideal either, though. You want to split, at the very least. So no moral victories here. I'm not trying to do that. But 11 hits last night, that is the most they've had in a game since June 17th. And listen, Ben Rice getting hot, that is huge. The fact of the offense racking up 11 hits, I appreciate that. Now, I do want to shout out somebody in particular, Ally Sanchez. He had two hits last night, and this is the most obvious take of all time, just saying it out loud here. He should play more. Flat out, simple as that. He had two hits. He had a nice sack fly, which at the time made it a 6-4 game. Ally Sanchez's at-bats are professional-looking, and they're at the very least competent. So Ally Sanchez, I want to see him again tonight, which you definitely will, against Shane McClanahan. Game three is Cole versus McClanahan, the lefty. I was very pleased last night with Ally Sanchez. He got the two strikes in that one at-bat, and it was a situation where we had to score a run. You know, we're down 6-3 at the time, and you know, it was very similar in a way to the Twins at-bat that Amed Rosario had, which was a pinch hit at-bat on Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me. And it was like, yo, if we don't get this run in, only hope you have left is that it's baseball, weird things can happen. But thankfully, he did get that run in, sack fly, made it a 6-4 game at the time. Obviously, the ultimate outcome, we lost anyways. But at the time, that was huge. And I just want to say, shout out to Ally Sanchez. He should be playing more. And he had two of the Yankees' 11 hits last night, including a ninth inning hard hit base hit to left center to bring the tying run to the plate in Trent Grisham, who, as we know, struck out. But Ally Sanchez, good game by you. So one more positive here. I have four things. Ben Rice is hitting again. Yanks did record 11 hits. Word. Another game without any defensive issues. Word up. But not truly. One more. The bullpen remains to be pretty damn good. Hill, Blackburn, Brent Hedrick, four scoreless innings, which followed the imploded performance by Will Warren, which was absolutely despicable. And that is something that frustrates me a lot from last night, obviously. But I put that first and foremost above anything else. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Blackburn, 2.25 ERA and 44 and two-thirds innings pitched this season. He has been, you know, I still don't consider him to be like the next Luke Weaver, but you clearly see what the Yankees saw in him to lead them to describing him as that, which is, yeah, they thought he could be. And to a degree, he is, at least run prevention-wise, the next iteration of Luke Weaver. They thought that last year, he was very similar to what they saw from Weaver in 2023. And like, all right, we can do something with this. And while it's still a very different guy, like Blackburn this year compared to Luke Weaver in 2024 and early 2025, like I think Weaver is much more of a dominant weapon out of the bullpen. But no mistake made here. I mean, Blackburn is very much a big part of why we are actually in the top echelon of ERA as a team in bullpen. In the bullpen ERA, he's been great. 2.25 ERA, curveball looked really good last night. He's been a weapon. Shout out to Paul Blackburn. Brent Hedrick remains a weapon. 1.42 ERA, excuse me, in 44 and a third innings pitch this year. He's been really good as well. So the positives, Ben Rice is starting to hit again. Yanks did record 11 hits, most since June 17th they've had as a team. And the bullpen remains to be pretty damn good. And what I mean by that is, of course, you know, the commode of all bullpen aside, the not putting Yarbrough in the Vol category, but like Yarbrough's not in my postseason roster either. But in terms of like Bednar, Brent Hedrick, Paul Blackburn, Fernando Cruz, Tim Hill, like those guys, the mainstays of this bullpen, aren't part of the conversation to where it's like, yo, this is why we need bullpen. We need bullpen because the depth of the bullpen isn't good. And once you go out and get a high leverage reliever, then all right, that will bring everybody else down. And it just makes it much more deep, as we obviously know. Yankees need bullpen. We know that. But the mainstays and the guys we saw last night have been quite good. Quite good. So shout out to them. They kept it a ball game. Unfortunately, Yankees could not come back. All right, let's get into the bad from last night, which we'll talk about Will Warren after the first thing. But of course, again, second straight day, Yankees struck out 17 times. And again, that's 34 Ks in a two-game span. Previous record was 30. It's now 34 from these last two games. And, you know, there's in-game concerns. There's, like, long-term concerns. In-game concerns for me are just, yo, why did we lose last night? And this was certainly a reason as to why we did. You know, Jose Caballero and Paul Goldschmidt combined for 8 of these 17 strikeouts. Those are not two to which, you know, whether it be the obvious and then Paul Goldschmidt's a professional at bat, more often than not, he's not going to be striking out four times in a game. Jose Caballero, while he doesn't not strike out a lot, he is right around a league average at bat strikeout-wise. He's around a 23% K rate on the season. League average is around 22%. But Jose Caballero is somebody that we were just talking about yesterday. For the most part, he grinds you a good at bat. Well, yesterday, obviously, that was not the case. And shit, while we're here, I just got to mention, I don't know what in the world this was, where Jose Caballero dropped the bat mid-pitch on a 3-2 top of the second inning pitch from Ian Seymour. I mean, it looked like he was trying to pre-pimp a walk or, like, we were joking last night in the watch party while being pissed, like, or a farmer walk. I don't know what this was. That was absolutely unacceptable. Who the fuck is messaging me, bro, while I'm doing a damn show? Jesus Christ. Anyways, Jose Caballero, that was unacceptable. We know that. One legit concern here, though, is because 17 Ks, obviously, that'll be the headline. There's a lot of guys that were striking out last night that, in terms of like a long-term issue with this team, like, I don't really worry about it. It's a headline and justifiably so. So we talked about it on WFAN a lot today. But, Paul Goldschmidt, this is a concern. He looks 38 all of a sudden. And it makes sense as to why. Yankees have overused him. And I don't blame them for overusing him because we've had to. Giancarlo Stanton is out, and we could sure use him right now. He's had to play nearly every single day. Goldschmidt has. He's now 0 for his last 30. And you look at the at-bats last night, and I say this respectfully because that's how I like to say things about Yankees who I like. I like Paul Goldschmidt a lot. And I appreciate what he was doing for us for a good while. It doesn't mean he's going to be incompetent the rest of the way. But last night, he looked like there was a lot of, you know, first things first, I mean, the swing just looks slow. Like, he looks 38. It looks like somebody that's just like a, I don't know, like a dried up raisin type vibe where it's just like, he looks aged. All of a sudden, he looks 38. And the swing looks slow. There was a lot of pre-pitch set on takes where it felt like he was just lost the plate. I mean, there was a strike three call pretty much right down the middle that he just took. There were some early pitches and at-bats where Goldschmidt just seemingly was more than we usually see, guessing. And that is a concern because the overuse is clearly starting to show. And listen, like, we'll hear from Goldschmidt in just a little bit. He handles it perfectly. But in the end, like, he was not supposed to be playing this much. And what is clear, what is a fact, the Yankees are missing Giancarlo Stanton. People can talk about, like, even when Goldschmidt's going well, We don't need Stanton. Stanton should retire. Some of that just comes from people being pissed, whatever. But, like, this is being exposed here, the overuse, the constant playing of Paul Goldschmidt. We need Giancarlo Stanton back. And I want to expedite this process as much as possible where, yo, like, how much do we really need you to run? Like, all right, he's hitting. He's not running. But what do we need you to run for? With all due respect, you don't run when you're healthy. So, like, what is... Now, I'm sure the calf strain obviously will play a role into, you know, his ability to perform offensively. And that, you know, I'm not naive to that fact. But it's just like, yo, let's go. Like, we need you bad. Let's... I know it's not going to be today. I know it's not going to be tomorrow. In all reality, it's probably going to be like another month. But like, just come be ready back for the second half, yo. Like, we need you right now. And I really don't know what's taking so long with it. It's quite frustrating to where, you know, with Stanton, he was on the IL, but initially it was, let's see if we can avoid placing him on the IL. Remember, they tried to avoid doing so and, you know, retroactively placed it 4 days into the injury because at first they were going to try to not place him on the injured list. Now it's, he hasn't played since April 27th. Like, it's annoying. Like, I love Giancarlo Stanton, and I do appreciate what he's done for us as Yankee fans. Like, a lot of big moments, and he's handled himself great. And none of that changes here, yeah. Like, I'm a little frustrated with this thing, clearly. But also, like, you know, again, whenever somebody's not doing well, it's always F this guy. No, it's not F Giancarlo Stanton. It's just, yo, we need you, Giancarlo Stanton, and, like, let's go. And a big reason as to why is because, obviously, in general, the offense has been struggling, but also mostly in this regard, Paul Goldschmidt is starting to look his age, and that's because he's playing every single day. If Giancarlo Stanton was healthy, he wouldn't be. But, yo, here's Goldschmidt after last night and his struggles.
Terrible. I mean, I like to try to be more positive than that, but you strike out four times, and there's guys on base, just really just a bad performance. Wish I had a simple answer, but, yeah, I haven't done too much well, especially these last few games. Probably swung at too many balls, taking strikes. When I do swing at the right pitch, fouling it off or swinging missing. So I mean, there's no excuse. I have not played well.
Well, he is quite accountable, and I appreciate that. But, yo, obviously, again, point remains, Yankees are missing Giancarlo Stanton. Make no mistake, that is absolutely the case. And it is a concern long term that the age of Paul Goldschmidt is starting to show. Another thing, Cody Bellinger. This was absolutely brutal. So, singled in the sixth inning to set up what would have been first and third, one out. And with that, all right, cool. Here we go. We're set up. Nope. Instead, Bellinger is picked off a first on that very play, just leaning too far down the base. And let's hear from Bellinger first on this, because that was flat out unacceptable, and then we'll talk more about it.
I saw the high throw, but I wasn't committed right away, so I took two steps, and then at that point it was too late. So definitely something that should never happen, especially late in the game with Caballero up there. So that was a bad mistake and, you know, really unacceptable.
I appreciate the accountability. Like, word, all right, Bellinger effed up bad there, and it's kind of one of those things where it's like, all right, he knows he effed up, can't happen again. It especially can't happen right now. Like, that moment right there when he gets thrown off at first base. First of all, it's not something to associate Cody Bellinger with doing, because he's pretty good on the base pass, and he's a respectable ball player, somebody that, you know, at least when he's going well, we always say, like, yo, I didn't watch the 90s team, but he has the vibe of somebody that could very much fit on those 90s teams. And again, it's just something you don't associate with them. Like, stuff like that can happen. Those are the things that are frustrating. It's like, you know, if Jazz does that, we're freaking out on him. So I want to make sure, like, with Cody Bellinger, and I certainly did last night at the watch party, like, we're freaking out on him. Like, that was nothing more to say than that's just unacceptable. And, like, it's not something you, yeah, would see Bellinger normally do, and I anticipate we'll never see him do that again more often than not. But shit like that just, like, accentuates how brutal of a stretch this has been, where it's like, all right, we're already not hitting. Granted, 11 hits last night, but, you know, not capitalizing. Will Warren just fucking crapped himself. And it's like, all right, here we go. First and third, one out. Bellinger picked off a first. At least he got a hit. That was nice to see. But, you know, after playing the sound, but it's like, what else am I going to say? Like, he knows he messed up. There's not much more really to discuss about it. But that's the fact of, like, please don't ever let that happen again. Simple as that. Anyways, offensively, that's everything that was bad from last night. Obviously, the 17 Ks, yo, is whack. Like, that's terrible. Setting a new record. Like, I don't really care about that, because long term, it's like, part of that is, you know, in terms of the true team, you don't associate Paul Goldschmidt and Jose Caballero with being the guys that are going to strike you out eight times in a game. But in game, cost us, obviously. But a true long-term concern is with Paul Goldschmidt there and his age starting to show. I believe that is everything from the offensive side of things that was bad. Will Warren rocked. as in he got rocked, he was terrible. And listen, he's a fifth starter. We know that. And in the end, like a fifth starter, what is a fifth starter supposed to be? It's you make your every a start every fifth day and like you give your team a chance to win. And obviously Warren did not do that last night. And I can get over like what we're seeing here with the last clip with him giving up a homer to Yadi Diaz. Like, all right, whatever. But what is unacceptable is you get past, you know, Diaz, Aranda, Caminero. I'll even throw Mullins into this, which I probably shouldn't. It's really just Diaz, Aranda, Caminero. After that, the Rays lineup falls off a cliff. And their bottom of the order, their mid to bottom of the order is not good. Not good at all. So not only is he, you know, he allows a homer to Victor Mesa Jr. I have no idea who that is either, by the way. Yes, Victor Mesa Jr. is his name. You can look him up. I had to as well. Hunter Fiducia. Not only does he give up the home run of Hunter Fiducia, which that's first and foremost awful, can't happen. He's not a good hitter. He also walked Fiducia earlier in the game, which then, you know, allowed the inning to continue and the Rays ended up getting on the board and taking the lead before Rice gave it back with a three-run shot. Being a little mistakes like that here and there, I can get over. But the fact that Ben Rice gives you the lead, three-run shot, all right, word, here we go. We're starting to hit a little bit. Ben Rice is getting hot, 3-2 game. And then right away, or at least within, you know, two innings later, Will Warren gives it up, and not just via Junior Caminero going deep, which the Yankees have actually held Caminero in check so far this series. Will Warren included. Like, Will Warren did a good job against Caminero yesterday. It's frustrating by default, but it's extra frustrating when it comes to guys like Hunter Fiducia and Victor Mesa Jr. So the walks to the bottom of the order, the production in general that we saw last night from the Rays bottom of the order, that's the shit that can't happen. And like, no matter what, if Will Warren gave up six runs and it came via Caminero homer, Yandy Diaz, whatever, like, I would still be pissed here today and probably talking pretty similar to the way I am right now. But it's extra, it gets to the point of like unacceptable when it comes the way, via the way that it did, which is production from Victor Mesa Jr. and Hunter Fiducia. Absurd. 6-2-1 ERA over his last six starts. Obviously had a 3-2-2 over his first 12. Here's Warren after last night's game.
Yeah, sucks. We all know what's, you know, going on here right before the break. Cam pitched a hell of a game last night, and, you know, I didn't today. So the bullpen held it down. You know, we fought like hell there in the last few innings and didn't get it done. But we'll come back tomorrow and strap it up again.
All right. Thank you, Will. Okay, so game three tonight. Yo, Yanks need Cole. They need vintage Gerrit Cole tonight, as we have here on the graphic. He needs... Now, there are two sides of this. There's Cole is coming back still from Tommy John surgery. Obviously, there's going to be a process. The last thing that we know always comes is usually command with a pitcher post-Tommy John surgery. I'm like kind of going to this start in a way that like a lot of casual fans would, which is like I'm blind to all that right now, which is just that Cole, you're coming from Tommy John surgery. Ultimately, I am patient with you. And I should be. We all should be. But I'm just kind of like turning my brain off a little bit. It's like when you watch Rise of Skywalker, if you want to even attempt to have like a good time or have a positive mindset going into it, you got to just like turn your brain off. In terms of this start here tonight, which Cole very well could pitch well, and I'm like banking on him to pitch well. I'm like kind of throwing logic out the window a little bit and just saying flat out like, Yanks need Cole to shove tonight. We need Cole to set the tone tonight. We need Cole to score this first inning, which Will Warren actually had yesterday, which was nice, positive at the time. But what we need is just a vintage Gerrit Cole performance. And he did pitch pretty well against Tampa last time out, which was not Tampa. Well, Tampa too, in his first start back from TJ, was, you know, the sixth inning scoreless. But last time out against the Twins in the one game that we won against Minnesota, he was good. You know, the stuff looked good. The stuff looked good the entire time. The command has really been the issue. And obviously, you know, Boone wanted to take him out. Cole said no. That was awesome. But bottom line is, like, Yanks need their ace tonight. And I'm just kind of banking on Cole to shove. We'll see what we can do against McClanahan. But the story of tonight's game is, yo, I know it may be a little ridiculous to, like, pin this on Gerrit Cole this early into his return from TJ. Because ultimately, it's just like, hey, we need him right by October. And he hasn't been bad. Like, it's been, like, good, bad, good, bad, bad. Like, in the end, like, Cole has, like, looked pretty fine coming off of TJ, but there's been some bad starts. Like, we can't afford a bad start here tonight. And yeah, we're going up against McClanahan, and we'll see what the Yankees do lineup wise. I wonder going forward, not tonight, I think Goldschmidt definitely plays tonight and he should, but I wonder if we'll see a little bit more because of the overuse from the Yankees with Goldschmidt, if we'll see a little more of maybe Jason DHing Schumann in right field. Schumann, I thought, had a great game last night and he continues to impress. I don't think we'll see that tonight. You got to just play Goldschmidt against McClanahan. Yeah, I would say, first of all, credit to the Yankees for playing Caballero at shortstop yesterday, even though he had a terrible game, but process was good. The Volpe pinch hit was whatever. I'm going to guess that we see Volpe at short, Caballero at third base tonight, if I had to guess. I don't know, actually. I think tonight, actually, if I had a guess right now, my guess is this. You see Volpe at short, Rosario at third, maybe Rice at first, Goldschmidt DH. I mean, Goldschmidt is going to be in there, I think, and he should be against McClanahan. Rice will obviously be in there, so either Goldschmidt at first, Rice at DH, or vice versa. And I could see Caballero actually sitting today, Volpe at short, Rosario at third, and then, yeah, I guess Jason at right. I could see. Honestly, tonight, I hope they don't go off day centric. Like, that's not why I'm saying the lineup will be this. Hopefully not, at least. I want Grisham in there. To be honest, yo, like, I still am very much of the vibe of, like, I'd rather just have McMahon against the lefty, as crazy as that may sound. And I'd rather have just Caballero at shortstop. I think we'll probably see Volpe at short. We'll see Ally Sanchez at catcher. My lineup prediction would be defensively, Ally Sanchez will catch. First base / DH will be Rice and Goldschmidt. Maybe we would see Jazz sit against McClanahan, actually, now that I think about it. Maybe we would see Caballero play second base, Volpe at short, Rosario at third. I could see that, actually. I could definitely see that. I really hope we see Grisham still in center field. Bellinger in left, and then right field, Jason. But yo, we got to win tonight. Bottom line is, like, going into this series, it was a mindset of not getting swept. And the minimum was a split. Yankees can still do that. They won the first game, dropped the second game. They enter play tonight, back to, of course, four games back in the AL East. Again, kick the can down the road. Minimum is splitting this series, which would I be, like, going out to Friendly's to get ice cream after? No, I wouldn't, but I would be not devastated if we just came out of here and split this series. But one day at a time, win tonight. Cole, we need you. Offense, we'll see what we can do against McClanahan. And guys need to bounce back. Caballero isn't there. Like, his at bats yesterday were, particularly that one, I mean, this was absolutely pathetic. There's still really no explanation there. I didn't hear any Caballero postgame sound. If there is anything, let me know. But yeah, that was absurd. But guys need to bounce back. Main storyline going into tonight is, yo, pitching, Cole, we need you. Warren, honestly, is why we lost last night, is where I put that. Like, he was just, Will Warren was bad last night. He was terrible. And that's why we lost. There's other reasons, too. Obviously, we know that. We just broke it all down. There was some good to come out of last night. Ben Rice getting hot is not to be ignored. That is actually huge. Very, very huge. We need a good pitching performance. Cole, I am counting on you. We are turning to our ace of old tonight. We need vintage Gerrit Cole. And that's what I'm banking on, yo. Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode. Apologies for the late start here today. We'll be live again tonight, 6:40 is first pitch on Amazon Prime, and we'll be live with the watch party right around 6:15 or so, yo. So one day at a time. It's a beautiful day out. Sun is shining. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you guys tonight for the watch party. Until then, click like and stream if you do not mind. That's about a great deal. We're live on YouTube channel Monday through Friday, of course. Also available on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that. Love you guys so much. I'll see you tonight for the watch party. Until then, have a great rest of your day. Let's go, Yanks.